Hello, 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 and welcome to the What's the Chinese Tea podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Chimanga, all the way from the People's Republic of China. So this podcast is not only my first podcast, but it's definitely like my baby. So I'm going to definitely be very protective of it. And I'm really nervous if you can't tell. But this podcast is mainly about my experiences, not only as a Black female, but a Black female expat living in China. So I will talk about teaching. I will talk about living in China. I will talk about some things that I have encountered, anything from the good, the bad, the ugly, the everything in between, and everything that you think wouldn't happen but actually did. So enough about that. If you guys haven't already, definitely stay tuned to future episodes and future uploads. I will try to have a regularly uploaded podcast episode for you every week. So that way you can catch up with me in the event I don't snap, I don't Instagram. This is definitely a way to stay in contact and in communication with me. So definitely can look us up on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and also the Anchor app as well. The beauty thing with the Anchor app is you can leave me voice notes. So it definitely will feel more interactive with my audience, which I love to interact with you guys. So anyways, enough about me. Let's jump right into this first episode. Today's episode is mainly just kind of about me, about my background, how I got here, and some frequently asked questions that I get. So if you haven't already caught, my name is Sammy. I'm originally from the United States, lived in Indiana, and I came to China March 2019. So I am approaching the 1 year mark in what, 3 months, 2 months, 3 months? We're in November, so yeah, three to four months. I'll be approaching the 1 year anniversary mark. So how I got here is that I was at a space in my life where I was working a bummy job, and I just really felt like nothing was clicking, nothing was working, and I just needed something to happen. So my significant other, you know, met with somebody and heard about teaching abroad. Now, I've heard about it, but I didn't ever entertain the idea because I always thought you just needed an education degree, which my degree is not in education. My degree is actually in political science. And so I never entertained the idea. So when I came up again, it was, oh, you don't need an education degree. You need just a bachelor's degree. And you need to get a TEFL, which is a Teaching English as a Foreign Language Certificate. So I said, okay. So we started doing the research. And once we have completed this, I completed my certificate. I then started applying for jobs. So I went on like Indeed. I went on Dave's ESL. I went on Teachaway. I went on Teaching Nomad. So all these different websites to help place you at different schools, not only within China, but throughout Asia and some of the Middle East as well. So at the time, I didn't have a qualification, a teaching qualification to teach like a specific subject, like your math, your history, etc., because you need a special type of certification. You would have had to have sat for the praxis and take a couple content exams to be able to teach those subjects. So the Middle East was out. So then it was a tie between Korea and China. And let me just keep it real 100 with y'all. I wanted to go to Korea because, first of all, when I was doing all this research, I felt like being Black in Korea was lit. There was a lot of foreigners. There was a lot of Black foreigners. There was a lot of Black female foreigners that I was like, oh my gosh. And anytime I talked about like teaching English in Asia came up, Korea was like the hit. So I was like, definitely, like, I would love to live in Korea, yada, yada, yada. It didn't happen that way. So China got us. So that's a little bit about how we got here. I'm currently in the city of Yan'an, which No, let's be for real. Nobody knows where this fucking place is. And it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's nothing to do. I don't like the city. So I'm getting ready to move out of the city. Thank the Lord, because I just cannot. But anyways, I've been able to save. I've been able to travel. So the main two components of why I came here, to save and to travel. And so I've been able to travel to places like Sanya. Sanya is known as the Hawaii of China. It's very, very beautiful. I've been able to travel to Xi'an. Xi'an has, is most famous for the Terracotta Warriors, the City Wall, Muslim Quarter. So those are the three things that Xi'an is famous for. And then I was just in Beijing last weekend. Beijing, obviously, is the capital and is known for the Great Wall of China, the Forbidden City, Tiananmen Square, you know, and brunch. I got to have an excellent brunch and bond with other Black females. It was beautiful. So that's a little bit just kind of my rough draft sketch of my time here thus far. And so the next couple of episodes are just going to be kind of more resource-based for the folks who do want to make the move, like what kind of things you would need. And I will go step-by-step in detail what you would need to be able to come not only live in China but teach in China and be able to prosper and flourish within life. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. Please leave me a comment, leave me some feedback. And if you haven't already, follow me on my social media. Chic, C-H-I-C underscore C-O-C-O-B-E-L-L-E, Chic underscore Coco Bell. If you haven't already followed me on my social media, that is the same thing on Twitter. And What's the Chinese Tea is going to get its own Instagram. So once it does get its own Instagram, I would definitely let you guys know in the episode. So again, thank you so much. Until next time, let's sip some tea. Thank you.